You're watching World News here on Press TV. Our top story, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has put its members on high alert as Israeli troops continue to mass along the Lebanese border. The daily Ash-Sharq al-Awsat says the movement has speculated surprise Israeli attacks. The daily also quoted unconfirmed sources as saying that Syria has begun calling up its reserved troops to counter Israeli aggression. This as Israel continues to mass its troops under the pretext of military maneuvers. Hezbollah fought off a devastating 33-day Israeli war in 2006. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has vowed to give Israel a crushing defeat in case of a renewed invasion of Lebanon. Lebanese President Michel Sleiman has also warned that Israel is a permanent threat to the country.
One other aim, which could be besides, of course, a threat to war, would be this Israeli military build-up might aim to break the unity in Lebanon, which now exists around the resistance. Now, you know, previously the March 14 camp, including the current Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, previously these figures were against the resistance. Now, of course, a higher number of Lebanese politicians, even those who were with March 14, are now showing themselves to be supportive of the resistance for one reason or another. So this apparent unity around Hezbollah and its right to defend and liberate Lebanon might have angered Israel. And
now for more on this, we're being joined by Allison Weir, Executive Director of If Americans Knew. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, what do you believe is the purpose of an Israeli military buildup at the border with Lebanon? Are we to believe Israel's excuse of innocent military maneuvers?
It's hard to believe Israel because so often, of course, it's giving out misinformation. So it's difficult to know. Barak has been warning. Last week he said, "We want to make clear to the Lebanese leadership that we see everything. We will hold the parties which cause increased tension responsible." He said the situation can quickly deteriorate. These threats are of considerable concern since Israel has attacked quite a few times in the past, and one never knows if that's what they're planning again.
Right now, Israel directly and indirectly favored instability within neighboring Arab countries, particularly in Lebanon. How can this military presence along the border affect the political process in Lebanon?
I don't know, of course, Israeli thinking, but it seems that they often seem to work to keep things disrupted, unstable, keep people on alert, make the situation seem confused. So these maneuvers, if they are going on, I don't know if we have full confirmation that that's occurring, but if that's occurring, this may be. They've been flying over fights quite a bit lately over Lebanon. Even the UN has objected to that in, quote, the strongest terms. So it's difficult to know if this is just to keep everything unsettled, to keep people unable to really just live normal lives and to sort of make a show of Israeli power in the area, or whether something worse could be coming. It's difficult to know what this chess game is.
Right. Well, considering Israel's defeat in the previous war it launched on Lebanon, how much interest or willingness would there be within the different political factions of Israel, in your opinion, to wage yet another war?
Well, I think the fact that Israel was humiliated in 2006 disturbed certain factions in Israel, and they would like to prove how strong Israel is once again and to try to erase the humiliation that they endured by not winning that war, as they, you know, with here this enormously powerful military. Yet they didn't achieve any of the objectives that they had. So there could be some factions that want to attack to try to remove that humiliation and embarrassment. There are other sectors, of course, that would be opposing that. But given that we have a Netanyahu right-wing government, that's not a good sign.
Right, Allison, we are Executive Director of If Americans Knew. Many thanks indeed for your insight here on Press TV.